It all starts with heart. Put it into everything you do and extraordinary things happen. 500,000 people are changing their lives every day with Anytime Fitness. That's 500,000 hearts beating as one. Join them. From cardio to strength, free weights to functional, all Anytime Fitness clubs contain the most up-to-date equipment that suits all fitness levels and any workout goal. With your Anytime Fitness membership, you have access to our clubs all over the world. Give your fitness fix 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever you are. Anywhere, anytime. Here's a special offer. Mention this radio show and receive 50% off your joining fee and the rest of the month for free. So what are you waiting for? For more information or to join the Anytime movement, pop into the Geelong City, Highton, Leopold or Drysdale gyms or text the letters FNR and your name to 0477 225 518, and our membership consultant will get back to you. Anytime Fitness, looking after your health and fitness, anytime, anywhere.
We on the line have got Steve Curtin, all the way from Vive la France. French accent that I could do.
That is awful.
Yeah, Steve, it is. It is. Yeah, let's yeah, let's bring Steve on. Steve, are you there?
Bonjour, Tonchi, Andrew and Josh. How are we doing, guys?
It's a very authentic French greeting. Good on you,
good,
mate.
We're
how
good,
are you?
Thanks, Steve. Good to hear from you.
Mate, it's all happening
going
over
going well here, and hello to everyone back home.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you, Steve. Tell us, what was it like leading up to the Matildas Brazil game? And, you know, afterwards, like, must have been amazing to be there and to witness all that.
Yeah, I think leading into the game, as Aussie fans and having been to see the Socceroos not perform as we'd hoped in previous men's World Cups, it was a very nerve-wracking period of time leading into the ground. We were travelling there by car from Avignon. I think no one was speaking. I think it was dead silence for a large part of the trip. Obviously, the game, we started the game quite well. We stayed a little bit too static up front, and then all of a sudden we were 2-0 down, which we thought was a bit unlucky, and we were feeling quite deflated. And then next thing you know, we turned it around, and, the tension on the face of seven of us, the group of family and friends watching the game, was quite palpable, especially my American sister-in-law, who was wearing the green and gold. To come over Brazil and win 3-2 was just absolutely exhilarating and a highlight of our trip so far.
Fantastic. And it's now, you know, tomorrow, 5 o'clock our time. Over here, it's now, 9 o'clock in the evening. So what's that, 8 hours time? It's the big game against Jamaica. Now, obviously, the combinations are that if Brazil defeats Italy, we're all going to be on 6 points, and it's then going to come down to goal difference and games against
Must
each other
heard.
And
we
all
may
of that
end up
kind of stuff.
France.
Yeah. What are the Brazilians saying? Do they fancy their chances? Are the Italians really, really in good form?
I'm not too sure, actually. I think those two teams are quite evenly matched. We haven't seen a lot of Brazilian fans getting about here in France, unfortunately. So apart from at the match, we were outnumbering them, I think. Mm. And I'm not too sure how confident they will be. But I think, if we can hope for a 2-0 win for Brazil and then score heavily ourselves and have a good performance in an attacking sense, we'll be looking quite good for a top of the group, and then that will make our draw a lot easier and avoid any difficult sudden death games.
And if your sister-in-law is actually going to this game with you, please make sure she doesn't over-celebrate if we score a lot of goals. We've heard those Americans have got a habit of doing that.
Yeah, well, we actually got to witness the US girls defeat Chile 3-0 on Sunday here in, I've just arrived in Strasbourg now, but we witnessed that match in Paris, and it was 45,000 people there at the stadium at the Parc des Princes. It's a great stadium to watch football from. I haven't been there before, but the concrete roofs are right over your head, and it keeps the sound in, and the sound system was fantastic. Their spectators' march to the match was amazing. So many supporters there, 45,000, and a lot of the fans with their signs and things, asking for a fair go for a bit of equality for some of their players.
Mm-hmm. Ah, the Americans always involved in some sort of politics, aren't they? But have there been a lot of Australian supporters that you've seen, like, you know, just not at the stadium, of course, but, you know, just generally out and about? And I know I was at the 2006 World Cup in Germany, and the one experience that I remember was, like, you see an Australian, you know, anywhere on the streets, and there's this immediate connection, this immediate sense of camaraderie. It didn't matter where you were, what you were. Are you experiencing that in France at the moment?
Certainly not as prevalent as the men's World Cups I've attended. However, in Montpellier last Thursday night, it was a fantastic camaraderie between the fans. The merchandise was selling out. There was heaps of green and gold walking into the stadium on the trams from the city centre of Montpellier. And it was really good to get everyone together. And the national anthem was belted out with much pride from the supporters on our wing, which you would have seen us on the opposite side to the cameras during that match.
Awesome. Mate, we're going to have to leave it there. We've gone a little bit over time as it is. Steve, thank you very, very much for joining us. We hope to maybe even touch base with you next week if time permits. But all the best. Enjoy yourself. And how much longer are you in France for? Till the end of the World Cup or just another few more days or weeks?
Yeah, we've got until the end of the week in France, then we're off to Germany and Switzerland. So, we'll be enjoying the World Cup and we'll be back home. And hopefully when I'm home, the Matildas are still going through the tournament. And also, thanks to Anytime Fitness for sponsoring the show tonight. They're good enough to let you suspend your membership if you're going to the World Cup. So that's quite a good feature. So I look forward to getting back in there when I return home.
There we go. Good on you. Good stuff. Good on you, mate.
And in the meantime, go Matildas.